Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At-Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At-Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
This is WWJ All Local.
A woman kidnapped yesterday in Warren has now been found safe, but her abductor remains on the run this morning. WWJ's Charlie Langton joining us live, and he's been all over this one. Hey, Charlie.
Well, Jason, this could be a break here in this kidnapping story here. Warren police are hoping that this burned-out maroon Chevy SUV found here, right in front of me, 8 Mile and I-75 area, will give them some clues as to where this guy is. He is 31-year-old Adrian Brown. He's accused of kidnapping his 26-year-old girlfriend, Michelle Jackson, from a Warren subway yesterday. Now, Warren Police Commissioner Bill Dwyer says that Jackson was released by Brown around 9 o'clock last night. She is safe and unharmed, but the commissioner has a message for the suspect.
Well, he's going to be arrested. We do have a very active investigation going on, and we're working with the U.S. Marshals. So I would say to him, if he gets the message to turn himself into the Warren Police Department as soon as possible.
And Dwyer also says that this burned-out maroon SUV could be involved. Not necessarily. They are going to tow it to further the investigation. Reporting live here in Detroit, Charlie Langton, WWJ News Radio 950.
New coronavirus cases continue a downward trend in Michigan. The State Health Department reporting just under 2,000 cases yesterday, along with 99 additional deaths. The 7-day positive test average continues dropping and is now about 9%. Hospitalizations also down, now to just over 2,200 people.
Meanwhile, it's a story we'll be following today for you. Kids 12 to 15 may be able to start getting the Pfizer COVID vaccine this week. That's if the CDC Advisory Committee approves it during today's meeting.
Vaccination sites have been offering the 2-dose Pfizer COVID-19 vaccine for months. They're ready to administer shots to younger patients. Dr. Pamela Rockwell's a family medicine expert with the University of Michigan.
As of now, the plan will be Michigan Stadium and possibly a second site to begin vaccinating adolescents early next week.
Dr. Jeffrey Fishgrund is chief clinical services for Beaumont Health and says the health system is offering walk-in clinics.
We have enough vaccine and we have the open spots now, so hopefully we'll have a lot of people take advantage of this opportunity.
Children will need to be accompanied by a parent or guardian. From the Delta Dental Health Desk, Dr. Deanna Lights, WWJ News Radio 950.
As former UAW president Dennis Williams heads to prison, he's pointing a finger directly at the person who replaced him in the top union job.
In Williams' often tearful statement to the court, he said he felt foolish taking Gary Jones at his word, saying everything was honest and above board. Williams' attorney pointing out it was Jones and Region 5 Director Vance Pearson who submitted the fraudulent expense form. Jones will be sentenced on June 8th, Pearson July 21st. It's likely prosecutors will seek sentences longer than the 21-month term that Williams received. Jeff Gilbert, WWJ, News Radio 950.
It's a protest being held today outside of the Macomb County Courthouse where a woman who pleaded guilty to abusing a puppy is being sentenced. Teresa Sumter, director of Detroit Pit Crew Dog Rescue, says the plea deal is inappropriate. It allows 26-year-old Amber Sonde to avoid jail and serve 2 years probation after she was diagnosed with mental illness.
That doesn't excuse the fact that she broke the law by abusing this dog. There's lots of people that have mental health issues that do not habitually beat a dog and try to drown him. I don't see any real consequences here.
Prosecutors say Sonde is required to do counseling, take medication, and report to mental health court weekly. If she completes probation, the felony animal abuse charge gets downgraded to a misdemeanor. If she fails, she could face jail time.
Well, this is interesting. What's happening with the old Uniroyal site in Detroit?
Technically, the Uniroyal site is located at 6480 East Jefferson Avenue, just west of the MacArthur Bridge. Both are also perhaps better known as the Belle Isle Bridge and the vacant land before you get on Belle Isle off Jefferson. Uniroyal site will be transformed into part of the Detroit East Riverfront Walkway, connecting Gabriel Richard Park and Mount Elliott Park, and complete 3.5 miles of walkway from the Ambassador Bridge to Belle Isle. Today's groundbreaking is not open to the public, but it is available to watch on Facebook. And of course, you can also listen here on News Radio 950. Mike Campbell, WWJ, News Radio 950.
For the latest news plus traffic and weather together on the 8s, tune into AM 950. Favorite WWJ on radio.com or ask Alexa to play WWJ News Radio 950.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.